It was 20 minutes, and the reds had all faded into greys before Holmes and the trainer reappeared. Never have I seen such a change as had been brought about in Silas Brown in that short time. His face was ashy pale, beads of perspiration shone upon his brow, and his hand shook until the hunting crop wagged like a branch in the wind. His bullying, overbearing manner was all gone, too, and he cringed along at my companion's side like a dog with its master.
"Your instructions will be done. It shall all be done," said he.
"There must be no mistake," said Holmes, looking round at him. The other winced as he read the menace in his eyes.
"Oh, no, there shall be no mistake. It shall be there. Should I change it first or not?"
Holmes thought a little, and then burst out laughing.
"No, don't," said he. "I shall write to you about it. No tricks now, or—"
"Oh, you can trust me. You can trust me."
"Yes, I think I can."
"Well, you shall hear from me tomorrow."
He turned upon his heel, disregarding the trembling hand which the other held out to him, and we set off for King's Pyland.
A more perfect compound of the bully, coward, and sneak than Master Silas Brown I have seldom met with,
remarked Holmes, as we trudged along together.